swimming in December, heading for the city lights, and 975. We're sharing each other, and mirrors and father.
Soon, soon, you'll be it's up to you, girl. You'll be home once more. Here, come take my hand. Genitals refuse to cooperate. No amount of therapy can hope to save his marriage. But the prisoners be silent. But be silent and be sharp. Thank you. say this cause I love you. You know I hate it when your friends are in the pool. Oh, money sticks and send those faggots back to war and still. Contentment, what's contentment? I am more than impotent. Is that what it's about? Oh, honey, honey, shut your mouth.
Hello, WGXC. Wow, they really take their time with the outro. Hi, it's Shanique again, your host today, Fridays from noon to 2. And right now we have CJ Boyd and Alexander Turnquist in the studio. Woo! They're setting up and getting ready to play in a little bit. And so in the meantime, I'll just read the dreaded events listings. Right now we have nothing going on here at all in the whole two counties. At all. It's pretty bleak. It's pretty bleak. I guess this thing. Karaoke at the Crossroads in Athens, New York. That's today from 7 to 11. Join us for a karaoke benefit with MC the Cheeky Cricket at the Crossroads Brewery, 21 2nd Street, Athens, sponsored by John McInerney and the Board of Global Mental Health Initiatives. All proceeds to the benefit the Green Irene Disaster Fund set by the National Bank of Coxsackie and the Greene County Bank. Visit www.gmhi.org, not GMO, gmhi.org, to learn more about the work of GMHI. Suggested donation, $15. That's tonight in Athens, New York. Oh, also tonight, all these conflicts. We have CJ Boyd and Alexander Turnquist. I don't know who these people are. Name sounds familiar, though. At the Spotty Dog Books and Ale at 8 o'clock, 440 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, 12534. You're going to get to hear a little preview of that live in the studio in a little bit. And what else can I tell you to do? I'd personally just go to karaoke. Kidding. Yeah, Northampton gets all the good shows. Yellow Tango, September 21st, 2011, at Academy of Music in Northampton, 274 Main Street. I actually just played their cover version of Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, and it was very passionate. Okay, so that's the events going on right now. And yeah, we're getting set up in the studio. Thank you guys for listening. Okay.
Christmas. It's been going like 4 years. Okay.
All right, fellas. Let's go!
It's been getting so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
Oh, I see a man at the back. As a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her, 'cause she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing.
Hit it, guys.
You're listening to WGXC. I'm
CJ Boyd. All right, sorry. Gotta do it over again. Come on. With some enthusiasm.
You're listening to WGXC.
And I'm CJ Boyd.
And I'm Alexander Turnquist.
Yay. That just took, you know, 10 minutes of rehearsals to do. But we made it through.
Do you have some news to share with WGXC listeners or a special community event you want everyone to know about? You can send press releases on any subject to news@WGXC.org, where they will be shared with all WGXC reporters, hosts, and programmers, Anyone can also add an event to the WGXC calendar online at wgxc.org/events. Just go to wgxc.org/events and click on the Add an Event button at the top of the page and type in the information about your event. WGXC announcers read these events on the air throughout the day, and internet readers can access them anytime. So please let WGXC listeners know when you're making news or when you have an event to share with your community.
WGXC founding underwriting support is provided by Chronogram, a Hudson Valley publication covering the arts, politics, events, food and dining, health and wellness, and the home. Chronogram.com.
Okay, you're listening to Pure Moods Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. See? Profesh. And I'm with CJ Boyd and Alexander Turnquist. They're going to be playing at the Spotty Dog at 8 o'clock tonight in Hudson, New York, 440 Warren Street. And so, yeah. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hello.
So, let's talk for a little bit. Let's chat. CJ, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. I'm an Aries. And
ooh, I'm a Pisces.
I don't actually know anything about them.
Okay.
But what's about me? I have been on tour for about 3.5 years, nonstop, and it's pretty much everything I do. I roll around in an ambulance that runs on veggie oil, and
that's hippie.
Let's see, and I play bass, and that's pretty much my whole life.
Okay, bass playing, ambulance van riding, tour hopping.
Yep.
CJ Boyd. Where, Alexander Turnquist, tell me a little.
You...
Okay, fine, Alex. No, Alex, you do the interview. It's totally fine with me. I'm just.
I'm curious too.
Okay, ask Austin.
I just played a couple of shows in New York. I played Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo before this. And I've been heading east. I'm about to fly to Europe in about 5 or 6 days. So just doing a couple more shows before that. From here, just playing in New Paltz and then New York and then out.
Is there a way that people could follow you? Do you have a MySpace, a Twitter, a Facebook, a Bandcamp, a SoundCloud?
I thought you meant like fans like in cars on the freeway behind.
Yeah.
I mean,
can we follow your ambulance?
It's just ambulance. Whenever you see a green ambulance, like, that doesn't
say CJ's in town.
It's
Illinois
probably
plates.
Mine.
Yeah.
It's the Jambulance.
The Jambulance?
As it's been dubbed. Yeah, I mean, I use Facebook. I haven't really got hip to the Twitter thing.
Me either.
But I book all my shows mostly through email and Facebook, so I'm pretty easy to find online.
Do you have any recent recordings out or anything that you're supporting?
Yeah. I mean, I've released stuff pretty frequently. My last solo studio record came out a little over a year ago, I guess, and that's on Joyful Noise. But I have all my stuff on a Bandcamp, so if you Google my name, it's pretty easy to find online and for ordering and for downloading. But I have a group called Kirtan Choir that just put a tape out about a month ago, and then another group called Move that just put a tape out a couple days ago. But yeah, so my next solo stuff is coming out in November.
So do you have a home base at all, or is it?
Don't.
Wow. So you've actually been touring nonstop for the past 3.5 years.
That's true.
That's intense.
Yeah.
It's nice. Alexander Turnquist.
Yes.
Now it's your turn to be interviewed. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Alex.
Oh, come on. What do you
want to talk about your new album. Come on.
I have a couple new ones that I'm writing right now. The newest one that's out that people can get at the show tonight is called Hallway of Mirrors. And that's been out since this May. And Matthew Acorn's going to play with me. We're going to play some of those songs tonight. And he'll be playing Vibes. But I'm also working on a new kind of experimental record of guitar harmonics. The whole thing is going to be all based around the sounds of the harmonics of the instrument. And I'm doing that with Steve Durand, who's a producer from Hudson.
Durand, yes.
Yeah. And that and writing some stuff for a follow-up for Hallway of Mirrors.
Cool, Alex. Any other question that I would ask you? I've already read about it. I don't know if anyone who's listening have seen the Chronogram article, but that really, like, for me, completed any thoughts I had on the album. It was very concise.
Cool.
Like Hallway of Mirrors. Were you in a Hallway of Mirrors?
Maybe at one point. I don't really remember.
It just came to you.
Yeah.
Were you waiting by a gate?
Yes, definitely.
Where you're like, ah, okay. All right, I'm done busting balls. Okay, so I can say that. I can say it. Balls.
You just said balls.
You just said it too.
No, I would have said balls.
Oh, we all just said balls. Okay.
Do you have a song called Balls?
I should.
All right, enough with the ball talk. Let's, we mean baseballs, by the way. Yeah. We're talking about baseballs.
We're talking about dodgeballs.
Okay, sorry, we're not on the same page, I guess. All right, so CJ, you're going to play.
Okay.
And then Alex is going to play. And then CJ is going to play again. And then Alex is going to play. Is that how we're doing this?
That sounds like fun.
Sure.
We're having a little round robin on Pyramids Radio. Okay, so, yeah, does this song have a title?
I'll tell you after.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
It's definitely about balls.
All right. So, CJ Boyd and Alexander Turnquist on WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you so much. And now it is Turnquist, it's your moment to shine. Hey, while we're waiting for Alex, CJ, I have a question. Do you want to explain to the audience your setup here?
Sure. Is my mic on? I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So I just am playing bass, guitar. I have a loop pedal that provides magical technology here. Yeah, I guess the beginning of that song, or sort of close to the beginning, I used an Ebo a little bit. Other than that, just using a pick. And yeah.
All right, great. Alex. Thank you. fantastic, Alex. And yeah, I guess CJ, you want to play again? I mean, I don't know. We agreed on the template, and I feel like I'm the only one trying to get it moving.
Keep it going. Yeah.
Keep it
moving.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah, Alex. Spotty Dog tonight, 8 o'clock, 440 Warren Street, Hudson, New York. CJ Boyd and Alexander Trinquist.
This is my first time being in Hudson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's real.
Where have you been so far besides the radio station?
Oh, not much. I mean, just to Alex's house over here.
Yeah, Alex's house is like, you know, a pretty special place to be in Hudson. I've never been invited in, but I've heard rumors. I've heard lots of rumors about it. So
he's got like
good job to you.
And it's awesome.
I bet it is really nice. Still waiting on my invite. Still waiting.
So the last song I did was just like an improvisation. I'm gonna do more of a composed song. This is off a record that hasn't come out yet. It's gonna be on record. I don't know when it's gonna come out, but it's called Fifth Story.
Thank you.
Alex had to be the one to clap out of tune. It's great.
You got a tuner?
Yeah, come on. It's like you're trying to start a slow clap with one other person in the room. Okay.
That was awesome, man. I guess I should say the name of the first one that I played was called The Fallen Sunflakes.
That's a nice name. How'd you come up with it, Alex?
I'm not going to go into it.
Okay. Fine.
This one's called The Red Carousel.
And what album is this one off of?
Forthcoming.
Oh. Ooh. Alexander Turnquist exclusive.
Thank you.
I do the Pat and Alexander Turnquist clap after you. All right. Excuse me. It's like zoning out for a second. No, you're... It's great.
Thanks.
Thanks. And this one's called Red Wall? Is that the name?
What? No, the Red Carousel.
The Red Carousel. Cool. And this is gonna... This is from your work for the follow-up to Hallways and Mirrors?
Yeah, kind of. It's gonna be on the next... full album that I'm working on.
All right.
Probably record it sometime in the cold months.
Is that the name of the album?
No.
You should call it that.
Sometime in the cold months.
Sometime in the cold months. You just need to pop this in. Listen to it. I like that.
Thanks.
If you name it that, I better get a thanks and acknowledgements.
And an invite.
An invite.
Yeah.
To jacuzzi.
That doesn't exist.
Why are you lying about the jacuzzi? I guess it's because we're in the radio. Alex doesn't want people to know how he really lives in Hudson. Jacuzzi and all.
I wish.
All right, CJ, do you want to play another song or should we?
I'm game for whatever.
All right.
Sure, I'll play.
One more song. We don't want to give away your whole set, you know, because we're trying to get people to be like, oh, let's go to the Spotty Dog tonight and see these guys.
Well, I promise that I will play completely different stuff tonight.
Oh, sweet. You're just giving a sample.
Yeah. I'm gonna do something. No, wait, maybe I'm not. Let me see if this works.
Okay, while he's doing something.
The studio.
I know.
can still hear me?
We are now broadcasting through your bass amp.
Wait, can you, are you talking? Talking to the mic. Can you just say something to the mic?
Well, I unplugged the mic.
Oh, I'm not on.
Use my mic.
Okay. I unplugged the mic. Sorry. I'm not meaning any disrespect to your studio. I just took it apart.
I mean, it's not me to worry about.
Okay.
Al and Tom, now, they're two different people.
Okay, hold on a second. Check, check, check. Yeah, I just had to see if this works. I'm going to try something.
Go for it.
Thanks for having us before. If I forget to say that later, thanks for having us on the air. And
anytime.
And yeah, tonight I'm probably going to play more upright bass. I didn't want to bring everything in. I just decided to just play electric for now. And I'll probably play more acoustic tonight. And probably play different songs. And yeah, just come out to the show.
8 o'clock, Spotty Dog, 440 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
So yeah, I'm going to do, let's see how this works.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Jeez. That was great. I know you probably can't. Yeah, it's true, the mics, but that's awesome. This is also today, 20th anniversary of Nevermind.
Today is.
Did you know that?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So thanks for like doing an interesting take on it for me. So
really
enough
the
to.
Most interesting cover I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I've actually got a. I don't know what to call it. It's not exactly a cover record, but it's something like a cover record that's coming out in November. That part of that will be. Is this on? No, this is on now.
Yeah.
I think. That will be on. It's I haven't really known what to call it because it's like, it's not. Oh, is it not? Is
yeah.
It, okay, sorry. Not speaking into the microphone. The closest thing I can think of is the way that, like, if you listen to, like, all the romantic composer Liszt and Rachmaninoff and all those guys would, like, take a lot of folk melodies and incorporate them into symphonies. And it's sort of like these pieces that I've written that have all these other parts of. 90s Seattle bands. So there's like parts of Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and Mother Love Bone, House in Chains, and who else? Temple of the Dog. But then they're like, those are taken apart into just sort of the elements and then reconstructed into these larger pieces.
Yeah.
And that's a record called Dreams Like This Must Die. Which is a Mother
Now that's
Love
a title.
Bone. Hey, thanks. It's actually a line from a Mother Love Bone song.
Cool.
That I use in the piece. So that's coming out on Joyful Noise in November, like November 8th or 3rd or something like that.
Oh, wow. I totally look forward to that. Yeah, I'm not really big on anniversary celebrations. I worked for this online publication once, and they're always like, okay, so it's the 20-year anniversary of the sweater song. Let's write a piece on it. And it's just kind of like, really? Anyone really cares? Like, oh, let's get a quote from Rufus. I don't know. So I was kind of like involved in like this really heavy, nostalgic list-making thing. Whereas like every day it's like another anniversary of something. But like this is actually an anniversary that I guess kind of matters. I'm 22. Yeah. So that means I was 2 when the album
That's
came
crazy.
Out.
And I was listening to it when it came out.
Yeah, it's okay. It's Hudson. We all.
I mean, probably not right when it came out. That's what's funny about this whole project is like it's this. I'm not really into nostalgia at all. I find it really ahistorical and
stifling is a good.
Yeah, it just it's a good way to like think about history wrong if you get too nostalgic about it. But it's been really interesting to approach these songs that were like. That were so huge to me when I started playing bass. That like when I first started playing, where I thought these guys were gods.
Yeah.
And then to watch most of them die in the few years after that, and then still have this sort of legendary relationship with the music. It's been really weird to go back and like play these songs. I mean, Nirvana was like the first band whose songs I was learning, you know, when I started playing at 14. So. It's weird to be like, oh yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like with Nirvana too, it's like they have this like really easy accessibility thing about them, but because they make a lot of references in their music, and like outward spoken, like they spoke a lot about like what influenced them, that I think Nirvana is like a good gateway drug in that kind of way. Like they're a good gateway band to like kind of like delve into and find out about a whole host of other things. And I think they had that. I mean, yeah, that's why that album was so big, and that's why they were so big. They were just a more accessible version of what was a more accessible representation of what was going on in that specific scene from my, I don't know,
and I should
my
say,
experience.
Like, and my, part of my being like anti-nostalgic is like recognizing that like people throw around the word grunge a lot. And it's sort of silly to talk about, like, Pearl Jam as a grunge band. I mean, their first record is, like, the most produced record ever. It sounds smooth as silk. I mean, I was in love with that record, and I still sort of am. But it's not... There's nothing grungy about it. Like, and you were saying that Nirvana's, like, a gateway band. I can hear that. But, like, the stuff that I was really in love with is all stuff that was completely
sold out. It wasn't like anything underground. Like I thought it was underground when I was 14 because I thought underground was whatever they play on MTV late at night.
Yeah.
But like
Subterranean.
Now I know that like that stuff was huge. For me to hear it in my like crappy little town that like nowhere near Seattle.
What town was that?
Oh, now I'm gonna I'm from Santa Maria, California, and it's just like a little town where the only place to buy music is the mall. Walmart? You know, there's a Walmart now. Yeah, I think there's a Walmart now.
Everywhere.
But like growing up, there was like you had to go to the mall, and like Sam Goody was like the corporate music store that you know was the only place. And
I remember that one.
Yeah, they had those out here too.
With throwback T-shirts.
This might have been right
metal bands
before the throwback started. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I remember when alternative started being like
a thing
that was like actually meant something underground, maybe for a minute, and then was pretty quickly, co-opted. But yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's like there's nothing alternative about Nirvana now or like Soundgarden or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
Like I heard someone call Soundgarden classic rock. Recently,
that's kind of weird.
I know.
That's kind of weird for me too.
Think about it, and it's like if those records are some of them are over 20 years old, and definitely when I was a kid, when I was like first starting out playing bass, stuff that was 20 years old was classic rock for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like in the early 90s, and so like early 70s. Yeah, I would definitely say like Led Zeppelin and the Doors and shit like that.
Yeah, well, like that. for me growing up, that's classic rock.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, like stuff from the 90s being classic rock is really
funny. I don't care. I personally don't have anything invested in calling it this or calling it that. You know, you call it grunge or call it classic rock or call it, alternative. I don't care. This is music, and the classification has more to do with, like, trying to sell it than just making it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so it's been an interesting project, a weird, like, psychological project for me to, like, return to these songs that were so massive in my musical upbringing, and it might end up being, I think it's going to be a series. Like I want to do a couple of records like this, but I don't know, we'll see when this one comes out if I get sick of it or
okay. So that's coming out in November.
Yeah, the first one. So this is like the longest title that I've ever had. I think I really avoid long titles because of the post rock scene and being called post rock all the time, even though I'm not really rock. I'd sort of avoided long titles for a long time, but this is a really long title. It's West Coasting Volume 1. These dreams must dreams like this must die. Seattle circa 92.
It's a good title.
Parentheses around the Seattle circa 92.
I don't think you should be afraid of long titles.
Oh, yeah.
No. And
post rock. What does post rock mean?
It's another. Just like
yeah,
term that gets thrown out there a lot for people.
Chill wave. They never make any sense to me.
My introduction or my like sort of participation in scenes, because most towns don't have a scene that's like doing anything like I do or what you do. You know, like I end up like getting lumped in with the noise kids or with the post rock kids, and those are like the kids that usually have some kind of scene in a lot of towns. That
yeah.
That's how they understand
things. Everyone likes to make some noise. Woo! All right. CJ, thank you so much for coming on.
For
Alex, a pleasure as usual, I guess. I'm kidding. It was a joke. Anyone could see that was a joke. Here, anyway. You're so sensitive.
No. Thanks for having us.
As always. Aw, Alex.
You going to play some Nirvana now?
Yeah, I am. How'd you know that?
Because it's inevitable. It has to happen.
Yeah, I know. All right. Bye, guys. Next Friday, noon to 2, Peel Moods Radio.
And tonight.
Oh, and tonight, CJ and Alex. Alexander Turnquist, excuse me. CJ Boyd and Alexander Turnquist. Tonight, Spotty Dog, 440 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, 8 p.m.
To put out the blowtorch. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. Got some rope. Haven't told. Promise you.
haven't true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Once a man, please myself. Polly says her back hurts. She's just a boy.